Point to Tom. And then we'll read Winnie. Approved. And we're up to our next motion. Denied,
Took the highly commissioner.
Denying the poletachit vatzera biyom ha-shlishi shehit meiha. Continuing now with our various drushes. We still haven't quite gotten to Shabbos. But we're getting here. We just got Moshe Safero was b'Shabbos. So here's already our first. And it becomes central to understanding the sugya that, you know, that Shabbos was Shabbos. So now our question is like this. We know that sperm survives only a certain amount of time. We know that the Torah is only metame semen if the sperm is viable. How do we know that shear is a shear of 3 days? Now that 3 days, we're not quite certain what that means. It might mean 72 hours, which is scientifically what it means, but in the Torah it might mean third day, it might mean part of a day, is kekulei, and so on. That we'll see in the Gemara. Shneemar heyuneh chonim l'shloshet yamim. Since Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael that they should be ready for Kabbalah Satira 3 days later, Al Tikshu El Isha, so obviously the problem in Al Tikshu El Isha would only be that in case there was any leakage of semen from a woman, it would still be Tame, and then she wouldn't be in a Matzvim Mekabal Tera. It's usher for a Balkari, she would have been in a Balkari, so it's for a Balkari to be on her Sinai. But like this, she could go to the Mikvah, and even if she would be Polet, the Chifat Zerah, she would still be Tohar. Why? Because it's already the sperm, it's already not going on. Minayin shemarchitzin et hamilah v'yom ha-shlishin shechaliot b'shabbat. How do we know that it's mutter even on the third day? From the time of the milah, it's still considered to be a sakana, and you have a right to be mechal Shabbos even 3 days later. Shenemar v'yi v'yom ha-shlishin b'yotam ko'avim. So obviously in the attack in Shechem, it's on the third day, it must be that they're still under the impact of the milah. And how do we know that when they threw down the Sayyar Mishtaleach, they had attached to it a tongue, so to speak, a skin of red wool? That's from the Pasuk, Yim Yuchat Ha'echem Kashonim Kasher L'Galbino. Kashonim, which is Vasemis, says that Kashonim is Remis Tashnayim. In other words, that for some reason the color is called two because it's meant to be partially on the Sayyar Mishtaleach, partially on the stone that you throw down, which now rolls down with the Sayyar Mishtaleach.
I thought the Lashon was in the Beit HaMikdash.
That's something else. This is Al Rosh HaMishtaleach. Minayin l'sifa shikishtiyah v'yom ha-kippurim. And how do we know that just like the Torah asks drinking on Yom Kippur because it's called an inui, so too taking oil and rubbing it on your skin is considered to be the equivalent of shtiyah? Even though we can't say that this is really a proof, because in the context of the pusik, we're not really referring to something that's on you, but in other words, a mayim that's going in you, but rather a mayim that's on you. Nonetheless, it does compare mayim to shemen. It says shenemar v'tovo kamayim bekirbo uchashemen ba'atzmutav. Okay, so that's the pusik is not talking about drinking water; it's talking about just like the water that you wash over yourself, it comes inside of you, so to speak. So too does the oil come into your bones. So it's a metaphor, but meanwhile the Torah is comparing the Shemen to the mind.
So it's good breeze and a drink.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, apparently the Reisha that says in our Mishnah that on the third day the woman would still be Tameya, it's not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we'll see in the Braisa, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that even Beyom HaShlishi it's Tahira. Here it says Tameya, and yet the second part of the Mishnah talks about the Marchitzim et HaKatan. That is the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda. That's the famous Mishnah. He's the author of the one who says that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to be Rochis ben Yehuda. So it's a little bit strange over here that you have a Mishnah that's put together with the Tanis B'Dafka, not Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. And the safe is Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah's Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah to Hirashim, we're going to see in the Brice in a moment that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah holds that biyom ha-shlishi, it's already Torah, so poletah shechazera would not be tmeya biyom ha-shlishi. Well, says the Gemara, the truth is we have a famous machlokas in Bava Metzia about what is adif in understanding a Mishnah. Is it better to say that a Mishnah should stand as written and it's going like two separate mandiyamim, or is it better to dray a cup, either by claiming that the case has changed, which is a little bit strange, because the Mishnah ought to be parallel talking about the same thing, or to even change the gears if necessary, to be Mishabish to Mishnah. rather than to say that Rebbe would have written a Mishnah on Liba Tuman Dion. That's a machlokas. And if you hold, if you refuse to accept that any of Rebbe's Mishnayos were written according to Mandion and Buruchelik and each other in one Mishnah, then we'll have to be Mishabish the Mishnah. We'll have to say that when it says Minayinli, Peleta Shechwazera, Yomashli, Shishitmeya, it actually said Shehitaira. And that the Pasuk is a Raya Shehitaira, and we'll see that there's two ways of understanding that Pasuk. So we'll have to say Tahira. Mandamukim Ketanoi, if you're Rabbi Ben Azariah, that's your
Shehitaira. Pasuk.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. If you're ready to accept that it would be Tuman Yom, then fine, we'll have to say Reisha Rabban as if it was Ben Azari. Let's take a look at the sugya so we can understand this better. Tana Rabban. Poleta Chechvazera B'yom HaShlishi Tehora, the Reb Elazar Ben Azari. So Reb Elazar Ben Azari says, B'davka not like the years in our mission. He says, B'yom HaShlishi. So she's already Tehera. Now what would that mean? In other words, if the Tehera is saying over here that Hayuna Konim L'Shloshet Yamim, Mashma, that Lishloshet Yamim, on the third day already, it would be Tahira. So what would that mean? That would mean, let's say, that she was Mishameshes on the Wednesday night, which would be Lil Chamish. Right? We'll see, these are the days that it's going to be Negev, so we might as well take that. But let's say she was Mishameshes the Chamish, either Lil Chamish, or during the day, and she was Poletes B'Shabbos, which would be the third day. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. It could be that there were only two full onos. Generally, we go by onos, as we'll see, which are periods of 12 hours. Either Yom or Laila, not 12 hours, but either Yom or Laila. Could be that you only have two full onos, because let's say where she was Mishameshes Thursday in the daytime, before Thursday night. So then she has Friday night, Friday day, and then she could have been Poletus even Leil Shabbos. That's the Yom HaShlishi. So that would be really only 24 hours plus something. I mean, on the other hand, it might have been the entire Thursday, Friday, till Shabbos morning. I mean, you know, it could have been five by nurse. I mean, but Lamaisa wouldn't matter because the Torah doesn't seem to make it dependent on Nainas at all. So it's Yom HaShlishi. Okay. So therefore, she's tired. The Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Yishmael Omer. Rebbe Yishmael says, no. First of all, you have to know that your Iker assumption is wrong. And we'll see that there's a problem because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, L'Yom HaShlishi. And Rebbe Rabbein says, L'Shoshes Yom. So something's wrong. Yom HaShlishi is the third day. And Mersha says 3 days. And it's not the same thing as the third day. The third day could be 2 days. And then the third day, that's all problem later on what happened. So it appears that Mersha Rabbeinu added a day. That's going to be part of our discussion, not today, but we're getting to it. So Rabbi Yishmael argues, first of all, fundamentally. He says it's not the third day, it's 3 days, and it's the fourth day. That's the first thing. Furthermore, he argues on Rabbi Akiva, coming up, who holds that it's a specific number of onot, of yomim v'leilot, five onot. In order, and Satoshi explains what the lashon of Rabbi Yishmael, in order to explain what's coming up and how he differs from Rabbi Akiva, so now it speaks out in the Braisa clearly. Instead of simply saying, no, it's Yom Rabbi, instead of simply saying that, which would have sufficed to argue in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you wanted to, you could have said in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, instead of saying on the third day, you could have said, sometimes two Einos, sometimes three Einos. I mean, it would depend, right? It doesn't mention Einos. The reason it doesn't mention Einos is because it's not Nagia. Nobody ever said it would be Nagia Onos. Since, however, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael both agree that it's Yom HaRevi, and it's a machlokas, whether that's defined by five Einos or not, Mamela, Rabbi Yishmael expresses himself not in terms of the day, but rather in terms of how many day-night periods, which are called Onos. Good. So Rabbi Yishmael says like this, look, sometimes you have in the fourth day four full Einites, sometimes you have five full Einites, sometimes you have six full Einites, depending on what the time was that she was Mishameshes and what the time is that she was Poletes. So in other words, sometimes you only have four that are Mamish Shlemas. So let's say sometime on Wednesday she had been Mishameshes, maybe towards the night. So now she has Thursday, the night of Thursday, the day of Thursday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. Now the fourth day could mean already the beginning of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. So she's Poletes Leil Shabbos. So the most I can guarantee you is four full Einos if it's the fourth day.
Minimum.
It could be it was five Einos. Could be it was six Einos. If she had, maybe she wasn't Poletes till the morning, and maybe she hadn't been Mishamesh before. Fine. But one thing I can tell you, at least Arba Einos that she'll get. So Pamim Shein Arba Einos, meaning Shleimos. Pamim Shem Chomei Shainais, Pamim Shem Shei Shainais, But it's irrelevant. Because since the Torah never mentioned Einos, it only spoke about Yonim, which is not committed to you. What makes you think that it's a din in Einos Bechlal? Rabbi Akiva is going to start talking about Einos, so I want to make it clear. No. Could be 4, 5, 6, that's not the issue. Rabbi Akiva, Aimer? Oh, that's very much the issue. It's a Chomesh Einos din. It's not a Yom Ravid. It's the Eilam Chomesh. And I'll tell you something. Not only is it the Eilam Chomesh, but if she ends up missing part of the Ein HaRishena, Im Yatzta Miktas Ein HaRishena, Nedlin La Miktas Ein HaShishis. In order to make up for the missing time, she has to wait now to be Tovelet, because any Plita during the fifth Eina, meaning now we'll measure it in terms of not nights and days, but 12-hour periods would be the equivalent to nights and days. If she's missing sometime in the beginning, so she had been Mishameshet earlier, to give her more time to make up the missing time in order to be Tovelas. Because the Torah is Dachamakhtid on Chomesh Einos, 5 times 12 hours. So therefore you need 60 hours, not 72 hours. We'll see there's a sheet that holds 3 full days of 72 hours. And certainly you can't get away with the 2 Einos of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. That's crazy. Fine. So far we have 3 sheetahs over here. Amru Rabbanan Kamin Rav Papa. So the Rabbanan is saying over. The mimer over here, the machlokes in front of Rav Papa, some say, actually it was while Rav Papa was saying it over to Rava, asked the following. We're going to see soon that there's a machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan about when the mitzvah of Prisha was, what day of the week. Shabbos was Vaday, the day of Matan Torah. The question was it on Thursday or was it on Wednesday that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the mitzvah of Prisha? Okay, so now that, of course, has implications to the pasuk that we're bringing as a riot. So if you want to tell me, Elazar ben Azariah, okay, Elazar ben Azariah apparently holds, like the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Thursday from Har Sinai after hearing the mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Prisha min Aisha, and he tells it over to Bnei Yisrael. And so what you have over here is the most I can guarantee you, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, since he holds like the Rabbanan, and since the given that on Shabbos the Torah was given, and we know, as we'll see, that the Tefillah was on Leil Shabbos, it was not on Shabbos morning, which we'll see the reasons for in the morning. So therefore, you have no choice, says Rav Elazar, but to say that they made it on Thursday. Some people maybe hadn't been Polish on Thursday before they heard the Mitzvah Frisha, right? So that's really all they can guarantee is 2 Einos. How do they, you have Friday, meaning the night of Friday, the Thursday night, where it's already they heard the mitzvah, and then Friday morning, just Friday, Einos, 2 Einos. The next evening they're already being Tovelos. So apparently he holds that maybe even 2 Einos would be okay. Well, that's all right, because Rav Elazar ben Azariah indeed holds that. That's the most that you can guarantee, after all, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So Rav Shmuel says you got an extra 2.
Who said he came down on Thursday? Who said that he told him about the Prisha?
Yeah, we'll see. That's a machlokes. That's the Rabbanan Shita later on. We'll see from the certain. Maybe bring a right. Now, Rav Shmuel holds, no. It's 4 Einos. Huh? That means he's having another day. That's it. He's going according to Shita Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Rav Prisha. Because you have, therefore, in case someone hadn't been perished until they heard the mitzvah, it was already too late to count the Aina of the Wednesday. So they have Thursday, the night of Thursday, the day of Thursday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday. That they definitely have. Could be they have the Aina from before, maybe it was 5 Ainas.
But you count the 11th when they go to the mitzvah on Friday night, they got it on the 4th. So you count that one too.
You need a 4? It doesn't count unless it's complete. No, because it won't help us to count on Matan Torah itself. If she went to the mikveh for Friday night, and then she was poletus in the middle of the night between Friday night and the morning, what good did going to the mikveh do if the sperm was still viable? So it's clear that must be that we're taking for granted that you don't have to worry about that, apparently. So therefore, they make sense. It's very simple. Machlokes Rav Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel, but I don't understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva makes no sense at all. If he holds like Rabbanan, the most he can guarantee is 2 Einos. If he holds like Rav Yossi, he guarantees 4 Einos. Where does he come up with the idea of 5 Einos before? Says the Gemara, no, he holds Bemis like Rav Yossi, that for sure, that it was on Wednesday. But he holds that it was not on Wednesday, sometime in the day, so that someone may have been Mishameshes on Wednesday in the daytime in the morning before they heard from Moshe. He holds like Rav Arba Rava. Rav Arba Rava is medayek from the pasuk that Moshe b'hashkama Allah who b'hashkama yarad. The Aliyat Har Sinai of Moshe Rabbeinu was with sunrise, and his Yerida was with sunrise. B'hashkama Allah dekti v'yashkein Moshe b'boker v'yal al Sinai. B'hashkama yarad dekti v'leich reid v'alita ata v'aron imar. Makish Yerida la'aliyah. The Torah now is comparing the Yerida and the Aliyah. It says Leif Reid V'Alita Hata V'Aronima. So in other words, whatever the din is in the Aliyah, which is Vashkama, that's the din in the Yerida. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell them you have to get down there in the morning? Because they needed to know the mitzvah Frisha. Because otherwise, what if they didn't know, then they wouldn't have Chomei Shaines, because we have to exclude Wednesday, and all they would have had was Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Friday. And already Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, they'd be going to the mikvah. Where's the fifth Eina? So since there's a hakpada that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Medea immediately in the morning, the mitzvah of Prisha, that means that there's a chiyuv of Prisha, an additional Eina. Why? Must be because the viability is 60 hours. And that wouldn't be enough 48 hours just to have the four Eina Shemites.
And Hashkama means that they would have known by Nez.
Yeah, correct. Lomali Lamim, but wait a minute. Why was it necessary to get down there so fast to tell them? I mean, here is the place where it says, Mamlechas Kayanim. So, I mean, Amr Ravuna Yisroel Kedeshim Hain, Me'in Mishamshin, Me'te Seyam Begain, that when a person is knowing the Kedusha, he isn't Mishamish Beyond, in order to not to violate Shnias, and to be looking at things that he shouldn't be looking at. So, therefore, even if he hadn't told them, Meshavenu, nobody would have been Mishamish. No, that's not true. Amar Ravim, Haya Bayit Afel Mutar, the Amar Ravim, Tenor Papa Tavich HaChama Afel Betalito Mutar. We already saw in Nida that this is not an absolute. If somebody knows how to be Shemer Enoch, so then as long as he keeps Dark Eight Sneas, it's not included in the Pasik Posed Rachav Yomut, and therefore it's not a violation either of Kedusha, so Moshe going to have to tell.
Isn't it tough in the desert?
Okay.
Stone house, I can understand. Tough in the desert? A little teepee in the desert.
It's a little
teepee? Whatever. How's it?
What are you, a muggle or something? You have a real tent over there, a 16-room little tent. So therefore, Moshe had to tell him. Okay, but bottom line is, however we understand that point, it doesn't change the bottom line. The bottom line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makbid, you have to know Wednesday morning, early, to be perish, and therefore it must be that Wednesday day, is an Aina, and then two Ainas on Thursday, and two Ainas on Friday. But then there's a variance. I mean, there are people who have more time, but that's the minimum. So you see, it must be Chomesh Ainas, from which we learn that the din of viability of sperm is 60 hours minimum. That's Rabbi Akiva Shit. Correct the Gemara, I mean, even so, if you're telling me they went to the mikveh, according to you, on Leil Shabbos, so that means they wouldn't become Tahor until Saturday night. Because you need Harek Shemesh. So they're still going to be Tfula Yom. So what kind of tefila is this? Avaya Baravim, Rav Chanina Baravim, Tavar, Nidnater, Tfula Yom. Who says the Indian over here is Tuma? Where did the Torah say that you're Mechuyev to be Tahor? First, you're Tame, but you're not about Terry. That's the important point. You have a generic tumor called the generic of some tumor of someone who is teva, b'risayom, who remains tamei b'tzulyom. But there's no longer a din specifically of Baal Teri. And as we saw in Maseches Nida, the Torah is very focused on that concept particularly, and only that concept. It doesn't care about tumor per se. So Torah is given to tzulyom. Why not? That was the whole Takanas Ezra. The only thing that we were marking on is Keri. That means that there's something innate about the tumor of Keri particularly, that the Torah feels is contraindicated to Torah. Based on that, we made our takonos over the years not to be Isaac in Divrei Kedusha, but Tok Terah. You certainly didn't say such a thing regarding Tumas Meis or Tumas Sheretz or any other Tuma. That means that there's something unique about the whole issue. And we know that that's mamish the case in the sense we were talking about at the Sion. There was Meshur Abeno and Bilam different. This is the good of by Yikra, whether it's Terry without the olive, or it's with the doctor with the olive. So the whole element of Terah that's given to Meshur Abeno is without carry. But as far as Tfuyom is concerned, big deal. Need no turtle Tfuyom.
Nobody holds
them to
the
mikvah
Thursday night, so there could be.
What good would it do? If she was Poleta Shechvazera, she would become Tamei again.
No, if they heard the the Isur on Tuesday. And by Thursday night, they all went to the Mikkah. So they were all, by Friday night, they were all, they were already...
Not true. Not true. What if she was politic, Shechvat Zera? She can go to the mikveh and still have semen inside of her, and then if it comes out, she'll have to go again. When is she going to go again?
It's after the 3 days.
Exactly. So that's so
it's changing.
The last minute of the day on Thursday night, she's politic, Shechvat Zera. Now what's she going to do? It's still tummy.
She's going to the mikveh on Thursday.
But then Friday night, I mean. Thursday, the end of Thursday. The end of Friday. The end of Shishi. The end of Shishi. So the last minute on Shishi, she's poletus. When is she going to go to the mikvah? She has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So then she'll have to wait till Saturday night, but then it's too late. The Torah was given in the morning on Shabbos. That's the Gemara's problem. So therefore, says the Gemara, it must be that this is not an issue when it comes to Tfuyot. Is that really a pun? Or is there something about issue that has to do with the issue? No, did that become the nekuda in which there's something to do with the bottom line in dealing with an issue? It's a very strange kind of coincidence. Huh? But in any event, the Poleta Shechvat Zera is what matters, not the Tfilas Yom. Yossi Marim HaBekom HaLash Ma'isa, but Marim was saying over this whole analysis, there must be that it's okay for Tfilas Yom. Yeah, but only Ravina the Marim are. So Ravino has heard it said, when they said that Nitna Tehila Tfuyom, did that mean literally? Or did it mean Ru'uya to be given to a Tfuyom? Did it actually happen that okay, the Torah isn't Makbid on Tfuyom, but suppose Lamaisa, somebody had a Plita during the night after the Tfila, maybe they went to the Mikveh again. Maybe they were marked that there should at least be, it could be that really there were Tevel before, as our president suggested. Go to the mikveh. And maybe they weren't prelates. If they had to be prelates, so fine, then they would have to, they knew that they'd have to go to the mikveh again. But it didn't happen that they needed to go to the mikveh again. Maybe they had Siyata Nishmaya. Maybe in the same way that we know that the Torah, everybody became well and healed and so on. Maybe they wanted to try their best, that it should be good. They went to the mikveh during the day, waited for the sun to set Friday night, and nobody needed to go to the mikveh again. I mean, are you saying that the MS, there were people on our Sinai that had been Poleta Shechvat Zera and that were Tfuyom? Or are you saying just, that's not the problem? If it would have happened, we would have been able to take care of it because we would have gone to the mikveh again. But it didn't happen. We didn't need to go to the mikveh again.
Shechvat Zera, inside the Isha, is no problem.
No, of course not. Nothing's been timing inside.
What was in the man, was out, was in the woman, and now it's still, but if it comes out of the woman.
But it leaks out, it's the same thing as if it's on something else. Yes, it is.
But the other issue is Harif Shemesh.
Harif Shemesh, Tfuyom. So they went to the mikveh, as you suggested, right before the evening on Friday. So by the time Friday night fell, they had Harif Shemesh. And they weren't both us.
This is a curiosity question.
No, this is certainly not Nafkimina Aloha. And I mean, we know none of our takanas were to avoid a Tfuyom. The takanas Ezra going to make and so on is not a Tfuyom kid. But it's a question of understanding the nature of our Hakpada, like I believe you do for Torah. Because the way you said it, you were saying the Torah was given, you said it was given the Tfuyom. That's an important Nakuda, because I mean, we know, let's say, when it comes to Paraduma, where that becomes an important issue, the whole issue between the Purshim and the Tzedukim. Right? That's like all of the dinner of Purim revolve around that question. Is the Tfuyom kosher for Purim? So, I mean, this is a major thing. Are you telling me that Halacha L'maaseh, Kabbalah Zatera itself was actually done with Tfuyom? When it came to Purim, we went out of our way to make sure that it was done. But that's going to get the Tzedukim and show them that we don't care and we'll do it with the Tfuyom. So, it's certainly an important point. On my lane, no, I didn't hear right. Me, Nitna, then Ruya, Kramina. So let me ask you something. Isn't there a way out of these problems? I mean, why can't we be litvilei b'nei shimshin, and let's be mekabotei b'nei shimshin? In other words, why do we have to do this? The b'nei shimshin, as Rashi points out, doesn't mean b'nei shmashis in the usual sense. B'nei shimshin is a way of referring to Friday night. Why? Because it's the only b'nei shmashis that matters to us. Because that's the time in which you're going to have to be perish from malacha before Bein HaShemashes. So therefore, we always call it Lele Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we call it the Lele Shabbos. Okay, it's just a way of referring to it. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is saying that it's very important that we have Chamesh Einai Shleimus. And that's all that we need is Chamesh. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until the morning? Why didn't he give the Torah right then? I would suggest that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till the morning was to add an additional item, so that in case there had been a plita, it would be possible to dash off to the mikvah on your way to Har Sinai. I mean, otherwise, how do you... He's taking so seriously this Nekudah. Moshe Rabbeinu came down early in the morning to warn them and so on. And they went to the mikvah in the night. No. So why didn't they get the Torah right away? Why were they waiting till the morning? Why is that part insignificant? It's very significant that Moshe Rabbeinu came down in the morning, but it's not significant that Aaron's brother came in the morning. Explain that. So why doesn't he conclude that you need Chesh Einer Shleimus, and that's why there's no way to get Kabbalah Sotera at night? That's not the reason the Torah was given at night. The reason the Torah wasn't given at night is, as Yeshayahu says, the Torah wasn't meant to be given in darkness. Because as he speaks out the Pharisee, Lo mi rosh b'seser dibarti. Lo b'seser dibarti. B'mokam eretz cheshech. So in other words, it's not a time for darkness. The whole point of Torah is that it enlightens the world. Everybody has to know about it. It's meant to be a dover that changes the world. That's not done at night. It doesn't matter, but it's a time of life, it's a time of pressure. But I mean, certainly nobody would conclude from the fact that Torah was given in the daytime that we needed to wait till the day in order to add another ayin. I mean, there's plenty of good reasons for why Torah should be given in the day. So wait, if that's the case, so then why can't you just go to the mikveh then? And so how does Rabbi Akiva know that they went to the mikveh on Friday night? He's concluded, I mean, you're telling me, it's a given they went to the mikveh at night, because they could have given it gone at night. And why could they have gone at night? Because you only need 5 minutes. Wait. On the contrary, say, Lamaita, where there's 6 minutes for Akiva? So maybe they went to the mikveh after the 6 minutes? Where'd you get the idea from? Well, must be only need 5. Lamaita, there were 6. Why were there 6? Because the Pharisees are given at night. So the Pharisees are given at night, and they went to the mikveh in the morning. Why are you taking for granted that they didn't go to the mikveh in the morning? Yeah, well, it sounds. You're concluding from a pasuk, but the pasuk says nothing about going to the mikveh. You're concluding from the pasuk that you only need 5 ayinos instead of 6. That's a very strange conclusion, isn't it? Amar Rav Yitzchak, exactly. It's not reasonable, says Rav Akiva, to say that that's what the Torah meant. I mean, it's a ridiculous situation. You have millions of people hurrying up to Har Sinai, and then everybody else is rushing out to the mikveh. It's very strange. I mean, Jews are a little bit weird, but I mean, at least one time in history, you know, let's do things together.
Where's the life of 45 seconds?
So Mimela, that explains.
But the Chosin doesn't get the door to the mikveh first.
I'm saying it must be that there was one time in which the Jews were weird. You should know that this so far, everything that you've discussed, is all very nice if you're going like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva. So it was a question, 4 ayinos, 5 ayinos. But the Chachamim amrim shesh ayinos shleimus bina. Indeed, the Chachamim disagree. They all like Rabbi Yossi. The Torah was given, the mitzvah frisha was given on Wednesday, therefore you have 4 full days. And they hold, therefore, that in a case that a woman was oletes, she went to the mikveh again in the morning. Why not? Fine, 99% of the people went to the mikveh on the nighttime. The rare individual who was poletes before the morning, when everybody was dashing off the Torah, she went to the mikveh. What's the big deal? So Mamela, since we know that the Torah waited until the morning, there was in fact a problem of giving the Torah before for those individuals. And they're going to go up and wait for them.
So why do you say up and live shoes? Is that part of the
slap plate?
I'm sure it was late.
Yeah. Yeah, but the ones who didn't get a mikvah were also late. So, Omer of Chista Machlokish of Pirshamin Aisha. By the way, all of the issues that we're talking about over here were the Shechvazera was Nifletas, and it was held in conditions during that period. The 72 hours according to Rabbanan, 60 hours according to Rabbi Akiva, it was held in a condition that was at high temperature because the inside of the body is hot. But Pirsham min ha'ish, if you have Shechva Zera that was being held somewhere, don't think that sperm decays in 72 hours. You can freeze Shechva Zera, you can use it later.
It's the
yeah. So there's no problem in using old Shechva Zera. It just has to be stored properly. So if you have Shechva Zera that was Porish Min HaIsh directly, and now it's kept in a test tube, or if it's on a Beged, it'll be Matami the Beged, Kol Zmachi Lecha, it still is capable of impregnating. Mostly Rav Sheshes.
And then it stops being
fine? And in the case of Poletus.
Once it dries.
Oh, once it dries, or once it was niflat after 72 hours. Once it's no longer viable, right, we have nothing against semen, but we don't like sperm, so to speak. The point over here is that we can't have viable, we darshan from the pasuk. Shechvas zera, a bit of an issue. The shechva is the container, so to speak, the semen, that holds the zera, that holds the seed. So the it's not the shechva that's the problem, it's the zera, which is therefore ruyela hazriya. If you don't have ruyela hazriya, it's not matami. So it says, it says the Chobeget of Chol Orah Sheyalav Shechva Zera, and from there we darshan that it has to be Zera, it has to be Uyelaz Riha, Prat Veshechva Zera Shisrucha. But once it's no longer viable, it's ruined, and it doesn't say that it's dried, it says it's ruined. Doesn't that mean that even if it was not inside of the body and therefore held under unsuitable conditions, that nonetheless it would be called ruined? It's been around too long, right? So it decays. It's spoiled. It's not spoiled. Apparently it can spoil without drying.
Not viable because of
and therefore, so why would it be tar? Because it's in a real Azriya. So that's what we're dashing over here. So my love, Shekhar Shamina Ish. I mean, doesn't that mean that it's tar? There was Shekhar Zera on a Beged, and it remains, it does not remain Tameh, even though it isn't dry. No, Shekhar Shamina Ish. That's talking about, indeed, a case of a poletta. Why do you say that they're necessarily talking about that it was directly from the ish? Maybe it was held under bad conditions. Boy, Rav Pop, Shechva Zera Shel Yisrael b'me'ekutit ma'u. How about Jewish sperm in a non-Jewish body? What's the difference? Jewish bodies are really bad places for cells to survive. These Jews are so hung up that their body temperature could be higher than other people because they're always worried about things. They got chakras, they got mincha, they got some kriyashma, they got this mitzvah, that mitzvah, they don't have a minute to relax. So their whole metabolism is that they're running around like madmen all the time. So they're in a rat race, so maybe their body temperature is high. You take a nice, relaxed time day, and what's the problem? He's sitting around sunning him, he's got nothing to think about, nothing to worry about. So maybe his body temperature is lower. I mean, it doesn't take that much of a difference, you know. See how effective fever is. You raise the body temperature a couple of degrees, and you already make the body a bad place for a certain bacteria. So mamela, maybe that difference, a couple degrees of difference, and the sperm will survive longer. So if the Shechva Zera was in a non-Jewish uterus, maybe it would last longer. So ma, Yisrael did the Igiva mitzvahs. Yisrael is all hung up about mitzvahs. Chavut fire. They are really in bad shape. They have very high metabolism. But a goy, the low digim and mitzvahs, have a low metabolism rate. Or maybe the pshat is, that's a given. I mean, the shayl is, do they do other things that might raise their body temperature? You see, they don't eat well. I mean, they eat non-kosher food, I mean, that's going to do it. Going to McDonald's, you expect to have a low metabolism? I mean, it's, you know, you're going to be driving your body crazy. So kima nachum shkatsim v'remoshim chavadu fire, that already raises. So maybe they're just as bad off. Let's say that you'll say, okay, human goy is indeed the same temperature. How about an animal? How about sperm in an animal? Would that be the same?
What's the problem here? It's in this goy, and I would say animal,
and then what?
And
poletus.
And then what?
There is it matami? Yeah, we just want to know if it's matami. Doesn't work about
matami.
No, matami falls on a baguette or something. Is it matami? It's matami the kli, matami the baguette. The person. So do we say an isha the isla prosdor sarechet? As we saw in Nida, this is where we ended up bringing a rai. Remember the achronim who redefined the nature of prosdor. One of the bases of that redefinition was this Gemara. So a human who has an extended vagina, because of the labia and so on, which don't have an equivalent in the structure of a behemoth. So over there, the body heat is higher, is held in other words, around the uterus. So maybe over there, sperm will be masriach. Ava behemada let la prosdor lo. Now, shenken, an animal doesn't have a prosdor. Maybe this would be different. Adem aloshina. Maybe there's not enough to be not taken.
On all
the above. Well, except that there's rules about eating things alone as a take was a man out of Paschim. The Gemara means.
I thought that immediately finished the take, it didn't bring the animal one.
Yeah,
I
bet it did. I know. Tanur Rabbanan. Beshit, now let's get into the Machlokas. We've been referring to Machlokas all along, and we never really discussed the price of the Machlokas with Yossi and the Rabbanan. Here's the Machlokas. Tanur Rabbanan. The Shaila is, the original Shavuos was on the 6th of Sivan, or was on the 7th of Sivan? That's our question. So the Tana Kama was Beshishi Bechodesh Nidnu Aseret Hadibrot Yisrael. It was the 6th of Sivan, when the Torah was given. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was on the 7th of Sivan that the Torah was given. Now, what are they arguing? Omar Rava, I'll tell you. The Kuli Yom of Rosh Chodesh also Limit Bar Sinai. There's no question that the day of arrival was the first day of Sivan. How do I know? Because it says, Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai. It doesn't explain what Bayom HaZeh is. So it's apparently the Torah is telling us, I'm saying the word Bayom HaZeh, and I use the Bachodesh HaShlishi, B'tzeit B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, Bayom HaZeh. Then that's got to be referring to Bachodesh HaZeh. In other words, we're talking about the day of which it is the Chodesh. So it must have been Rosh Chodesh. Okay. I don't know what day of the week this is yet. But I do also know, let's try to fill in the piece of the puzzle. I also know the Kulei Alma, the Shabbos Nitnat Torah Yisrael. I also know that whatever the date was, the day of Kabbalah Sotera was a Shabbos. How do I know that? Because it says, Zochoras Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, and it says, Vayomer Moshe L'Am Zochoret HaYom HaZeh. So what that means is that a mitzvah of Zechira has to be expressed as a preservation of the experience of the moment as you are conscious of it. Therefore, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them in Yetzias Mitzrayim, you are experiencing something that needs to become part of your permanent awareness. It has to be part of your basal consciousness. So I can only say that to you to show that you're experiencing it. So just like over there in Mitzrayim, it was Hayom HaZeh, you are currently experiencing something that you must integrate into yourself. It has to be part of your identity. So too, when it says Zochras Yom HaShabbos, it's a reference to what you are currently experiencing. You're experiencing Yom HaShabbos, Zochor. That was in, that's something else, but that's not the mitzvah of Zefira. You're referring to in Morav.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's not the mitzvah of Zefira, it's Yom HaShabbos. Fine. So it means that those words were said to them as a mitzvah of Zefira. It's got to be, it was on Shabbos that it was said. Okay, now, it's about Halam Bitzum HaShem, Afkam Bitzum HaShem. Now, what's therefore the question? Ki plige b'kviya diyarcha. The question simply is, what day was Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi is saying Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, and we'll see. Obviously, in the end, we're going to have to go all the way backwards. I'm going to keep going backwards to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Nisan and find out what happened in Pesach, and then we'll work our way forward. But right now, we're not going into the details of their arguments. Just that it's a given that the Machlokas is whether, according to Rabbi Yossi, Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. And if Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, then Shabbos is the seventh day. And according to the Rabbanan, and Monday was Rosh Chodesh, so the Mela Shabbos was the sixth day, and that's the Machlokas. If you trace the events from that day, so here's what happened. They arrived at Midbar Sinai on Sunday. Now, Sunday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give them any mitzvahs and so on, because it's a trip. It's a day after trip. You don't expect people to show up at the office the day after they come out of the airport, do you?
So, Sunday.
Especially, this is the market problem.
I used to work for AT&T, and the biggest calling day of the year is Monday after Thanksgiving. So you can't expect people to go right back to work after
right. So, okay, so Sunday passes by uneventfully with people sunning in front of their tents. Now they recover. Now comes Monday. So Sunday, everybody's recovering from their trip, they're feeling very schwach, and after all, I mean, accepting Torah is going to make you an awful lot shvacher. You need a lot of guts to go in there. We know what happened to Fordrich Lukash. The moment he said the equivalent of Nassim and Ishmael, when he jumped in the water after a gulfman, that's it. He couldn't swim anymore. It was some time. Okay, what would have happened to them after Pusha the Warfare with Nassim and Ishmael? So it comes, Baruch leaves them off. Fine. Now, the next day, which was a Monday, betrayed B'Shamah, a mile who, that's when he makes them the offer. He says, he calls up Moshe, and he says, attempt you, man, let us kanahim, v'goy kadosh, eva ad morim, v'shem t'averol b'nei Yisrael. Fine. Moshe Rabbeinu tells this over. Now, it's Tuesday. Okay. on Tuesday, B'klad Amarahu Mitzvat Hagbalah, then they were told about the dinim of the Hagbalah, about being careful not to go up on Har Sinai. And then on Wednesday was the next Ma'amar. Now tomorrow we're going to look into the Chumash itself and see how we're being medayed this order, because it's a little bit problematic, since in the Torah, the Prisha comes first. And if for some reason we're saying Hagbalah, that we're going to have to look into. Wednesday was Prisha, and so the Mela, by Shabbos, you had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that's the circuit that we just had. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim, who say Sheish Einais, they're taking this approach. Rosh Chodesh was a Sunday, gives you now at least four Einais Shleimais, maybe five, maybe six, depending on the Shita, until Kabbalah Sater. The Rabbanan Sabre. The Rabbanan hold, actually, Rosh Chodesh was a Monday. So betray B'Shabbat Yitvi Yarcha. Betray B'Shabbat Lomar Lomina Mishum Chushal Yorcha. Okay, this was the first extended weekend, so we had now a Monday. That was a day off. So they were so they were taking off Monday also, you know. And then on Tuesday they had the offer of Atem Tiyulim on Lachas Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. And then on Wednesday they were given the mitzvah of Hagbalah. On Thursday they were given the mitzvah of Prisha, which means that you couldn't be sure that you would have had more than two Einar Shleimus. Maybe just Friday, meaning Leil Friday and Day Friday, which is, of course, the Sheikh of Elizabeth Ben Azariah. He was going to Chachamim. And then...
Everyone is still holding out that it was the first thing in the morning, so that at any rate they had Thursday.
No. That was only Rabbi Akiva hold first thing in the morning. Okay, so that's basically where we're at. Now, of course, we're going to have to go back, analyze the Seder HaDvarim at Har Sinai Muksukim, see the order of the mitzvahs, and when were they given, and did Moshe go up, they come back down, when did this happen, and so on. And how do we know the time that Rosh Chodesh was? And how do we explain the difference between the pasuk that says that you should wait until the third day, and then Moshe Rabbeinu coming along and saying 3 days? A lot of funny things going on there in the story of Kabbalah Sotera that seems to have something to do with Shabbos. What better place for it than our Masechta after all? Okay, from a Mishnah. Inai lepolet shekvatzera biyom hashlishi shitmeyah shneimar yudechonim leshloshet yamim. Inai en shemar pitzinut amila biyom hashlishi shechaliyot b'shabbat shneimar vayi biyom hashlishi v'hiotam kavavim. Inai en shekoshim lashon shazurit brosh sairam b'shtavayah shneimar im yuchatoyekam kashanim kachal gyalbinu. Inai lesicha shli kishliyah biyom hakipurim. אבל מי שאין ראייה לדבר זה, ודבר שלם רבה טובו כמיים בקרבו, וכשמן בעצמותה. Now, ראשי זה לא קרב לא זה בן עזריה, זה איפה קרב לא זה בן עזריה? Because, I mean, קרב לא זה בן עזריה, אם זה תאירה, זה שלוש יוני. מה אני לא מוקי כתנאי, we'll have to change the mission to read on a ראשי תאירה. ומוקי לא לכל הקרב לא זה בן עזריה. מה אני לא מוקי כתנאי, we'll say, what can you do? ראשי רבה, אני say, קרב לא זה בן עזריה. תנא רבה, what רב לא זה בן עזריה referring to? Well, let the Chikwazera be Yomashmishi Tahara, the Rebbe Lazar Messiah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Pamim, Shem Arbaonot, Pamim, Shem Chameshonot, Pamim, Shem Sheshonot, Rabbi Akiva, Meliolam Chamech. The Imiat Stan Mixato Narishaman shall need more time. Not Nina Mixato Nashishit. We are Rora, Bona Committer of Papa, Amelia of Papa Rora. Bishlang Rebbe Lazar Messiah, Kirabon, and the Amir of Hamisha of Iprisha. And Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi holds, look, the most we can give you is four. It's because he holds a Bishop of Rabbi of Iprisha. But Rabbi Akiva, come on. Bikiva bets and also Kribios. But he also has a Kribata Barab, namely, Kriyam Rabata Barab, and Mesha Bashkama, Lab Bashkama Yarad, Bashkama, Labikti Vayashke Mosheba Boka Vayala Harsinai, Bashkama Yarad, if he will lay great Vial Vita, so Mimela Maki Shirni de la Lia, Mali, Abashkama, Adirida Bashkama. So what do you think? Lama Lama Mamelu? I have Amr of Una Yisroka Doshime, and Vain, Mishamshimi to Tame Biom anyway, so what's the point of telling them? Well, Amr Rabbi, Maya Bayat of Femutar. Okay, but even so, if they're table Leil Shabbos, they're still Tzuleyom. By a Rabbin Reb Chanina, by a Rabbin Damit Avayu, it is clear that not Torah the Tzuleyom. Yosef Maremar, but Amal Al Hashmaisa, Amal Avino Maremar. Do you mean literally Nitna Tama, or do you mean Ruuya Litzein the Tzuleyom? Amar Le Ruuya Kamina. Now, why couldn't we just get Torah on the spot? Let's pull a Beni Shimshin. Look out of Torah Beni Shimshin. On Rabbi Yitzchak, that's for another reason. It's not because you need another Eina. It's because Lo Mirosh B'Seiter Vibarti. Okay, so then you might as well wait and go to the mikveh in the morning, and then you'll have Sheishanas. Tzilitzlu b'tzafer, the Shabbat l'kater b'tzafer, the Shabbat. Amr Rav Yitzchak, that can't be. Shliya lo lo ochim l'kadot rak, alo lo ochim l'tzilah. Amr Chiyah Barav, Amr Rav Yochan, Zudiv Rav Yishma, Amr Rav Akiva, who both hold of Rav Yossi. However, the Chachamim who hold of Rav Yossi say that it's sheish or not shleimot, since the Torah wasn't given until the morning. Amr Rav Chispa, machloket shepirsha min ha'isha. Avo pirsha min ha'ish, t'meyak kozman shilecha. Mas Rav Sheisha is v'chobeg, et v'chol or, asher ni'alav shich vatzera. Prat v'shich vatzera shisrucha. So my love, shepirsha min ha'ish directly. No, shepirsha min ha'isha. Boyerpah, shich vatzera shisro b'na'ikutit ma. Yisrael did the Igibi mitzvot, Chatil Gufay. Akum, the Lord did Igibi mitzvot, Lord. Although given the Akum, Shkatsim Ramashi, Chavo Gufay. Vim Tim, so on Mark, even Akum, Shkatsim Ramashi, Chavo Gufay, Bime Ede Imam, Isha de Infla Prozador Masaraka, Abu Behem the Letla Prozador, Lord. Although no Shna, take it. Don Rabban Rabbishi, Shiba Chorish Nitnu Aser, that he brought with Israel, Rabbi Yosem, Rabbi Shiba, Omarot, Kuli, Amar Brosh Chodeshot, Lamin Bar Sinai. That's clear from the Pasuk. Ktivat, Amar Chodesh HaZelochem, Rosh Chodeshim. And sorry, Bistivach, Rabbi Yom HaZel, Bo Mid Bar Sinai. Ktivat, Amar Chodesh HaZelochem, Rosh Chodeshim. Mal Alan, Rosh Chodeshot, Kam Rosh Chodesh. Furthermore, the Kuli, Amar, Bishabbat, Nitnat Torah, Lamin Israel, Ktivach, Zechorot, Yom HaShabbat, Lekachor, Ktivat, Amar Yom HaMoshel HaAm, Zechorot, Yom HaZeh. So the only thing that remains to be determined is how many days was it between that day and Shabbos, if we believe it, because we are the Yark. Rav Yossi Sova, Bechad, Beshaba, Ikba, Yarka. Bechad, Beshaba, Lo Amal, Lo Vlamini. Why? Mishum, Klus, Beruch. So betray Beshaba, Amal, Atatiyum, Amal, Bechus, Karnim. Betzlat, Amal, Lo, Mitzvat, Agbala. Be'arba'a, Avut, Prisha. Rabban and Sari, no, Rosh Chodesh was betrayed by Shabbat Yipriyarcha. So then betrayed by Shabbat Allah Amal Avala Mili, Mishav Kursh Gurcha, Betzlat Amal Atat Yuli, Barba Amal Mitzvot Akbala, Betchamisha Avod Prisha, which doesn't leave you much time. So. The Kuli Alma Rosh Chodesh Otomid Bar Sinai. Let me tell you what the difference are, and then we'll see what the variables are, okay? It's clear from the Pasuk coming to the location of Midbar Sinai took place on Rosh Chodesh. And I know that from the word Bayom Hazeh. It says over here, Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. And that word Hazeh is used at Yitziat Mitzrayim, but it's like Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. And we know that Hazeh Lachem is that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually being shown at what point the Chodesh is Chal. And therefore, it comes to the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Therefore, just like in Mitzrayim, it was a reference to the day of Rosh Chodesh, Avkan Rosh Chodesh. So when it says Bayom Hazeh, it means on Rosh Chodesh of Sivan. Now, the other given is that the Kabbalat HaShabbat took place on Shabbat itself. How do I know that? To Kulei Alma B'Shabbat Nitna Torah Yisrael, because it says Zachorot Yom HaShabbat Lekatsho Et Yom. And it also says the same lashon of Zechor Yom by Yitziat Mitzrayim, which says Vayomer Moshe La'am Zechor Et Hayom Hazeh. Now that means that the inference of Zechor, as we've pointed out many times, is not to put something in a memory bank, but to have an active awareness that is currently active. Yom Bechuyev to reactivate it as if it is taking place. But if I'm telling you, Zechorat Hayom Hazeh, what I mean is, you are currently fully aware of what's going on because it is the present, and that is what you need to keep in mind. And therefore, Moshe is saying the same words to remember Yom HaShabbat. He is saying, remember the experience of today when you first met Shabbat. And therefore, it must be on Shabbat. It's Bitzumo Shayom. Simala Halan Bitzumo Shayom, Afkan Bitzumo Shayom. What then is the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan? Ki pligi bekiva diyarcha. The question is, what kavua, what kviya diyarcha, what day were we kuvea Rosh Chodesh? Was that Rosh Chodesh on a Sunday? Or was it perhaps on some other day? Now, Rabbi Yossi holds that it turned out to be the 7th. Obviously, it was a Sunday. In which case, Shabbat was the 7th. 7th day of the week. So, Rabbi Yossi saw that when it says, Bayom HaZeh Bo Midbar Sinai, that was a Sunday. So, Bechad B'Shabbat Ik Bayarcha, Rosh Chodesh took place on a Sunday. And that's when they arrive. Now, on the day of arrival, there was no activity going on in the electrical communications between earth and heaven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe to say anything. Moshe didn't go up, perhaps. The Machlokes had to read this. But B'chad B'Shabbat lo amalu v'lo mini b'shum chulsha d'urcha, because of the fact that people are tired. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has consideration also. You know, you guys just arrived, I'm going to tell you, hey, come up to Har Sinai. That's a similar. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't spot. Or could be because the people as a whole were very tired, and therefore it wasn't the time to start teaching them about how they're supposed to act. And therefore, we, you know, gave them a day of rest. So that's Kulshador. Betray B'Shabash. There's people that learn from you. Betray B'Shabash. On a Monday, now you've done it. Now you've done it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not one of them left a 10,000 shekel computer outside of the mikveh door, though, right? The whole night. That didn't happen. Betray B'Shabash. Amar Lahu. So it must be on a Monday that the first message, which is the first communication of Atem, Tiyuli, Mamlechet, Kohanim, the whole offering of Har Sinai, the Jews' response to that offering, yes, but we want to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went on and so forth. That took place on the first available day, which was a Monday. So that's Atem, Tiyuli, Mamlechet, Kohanim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this. And then he's told to go down and so on, be Mekadesh the Am. That was on Betlata. Amalu mitzvat hakbala. So then he first told them, okay, you're going to have to, you know, get ready. There's going to be, everybody's going to have their place. And on Yom Revi'i, in the morning, according to Rabbi Akiva, he came and told them the mitzvah of Prisha. Whereas the Rabbah, we're going to go all over this tomorrow. According to the Rabbanan, betray the Shabbat for Yarcha. Actually, it was on the 6th of Sivan that the Torah was given, which means that Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Monday they didn't hear anything because of Chul Shadu Urcha. So betray the Shabbat, Lomelo Velovidi, Beshub Chul Shadu Urcha, and it was only on Tuesday that they heard the offer of Atem Tiyulim Amlechet Kohanim. On Wednesday, they were given all of the dinim about Hagbalah, and the Prisha started on Thursday. And that explains the machloket that we've had today. And we'll go over this piece tomorrow and see how it plays out throughout the story. שחליות בשבת שנם הווי ביום השלישי בהיה אותם כואבים מניין שקושים לשון של זהורית בראש סגיר המשתלי יח שנם הרים יוחת איכם כשנים כשל הגיאבינו מניין לשיחה שהיא כשתייה ביום הכיפורים אף על פי שאין ראייה לדבר זכר לדבר שנם ותבוא כמיים בקרבו וכשמן בעצמותיו ראש את הלוקר בלזבן עזריה. It makes sense that the safest Grubel Ozer ben Azariah. The Reish is not like Grubel Ozer ben Azariah, because if it were, Grubel Ozer ben Azariah should have said Tahira, because Tahira Shaman Alei. Well, the truth is, the Mandilo Muki Ketanoi will have to read in the Reish of Tahira. And then it would all be only with Grubel Ozer ben Azariah. Manda Mukin Ketanoi, the Reish is the Rabbanan, and the safest Grubel Ozer ben Azariah. Tan Rabbanan. Pulete Chikvat Zeraba Yoma Shilishi Tahirat, if Grubel Ozer ben Azariah. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, פעמים שאין ארבע עונות, פעמים שאין חמש עונות, פעמים שאין שש עונות. רבי עקיבא אומר, ליום חמש עונות, אם יצתה מקצת עונה ראשונה, נותנין לה מקצת עונה שישית to make up for it. אמרו רבא, נקמי לרב פאפה, אמרו לרב פאפה לרבא. So, בישב אלו רבא לזמן הזריה, holds like the רבנן, who holds בחמיש בשבס of it פרישה. רבי שמואל אביסי holds like רבי יוסי, who holds ברבי בשבס of it פרישה. But according to רבי עקיבא, how do you get five onot shleimot? I mean, maybe you only have the end of Wednesday. Says the Gemara, the Lord Rabbi Yossi, Kiryam Ravachar Ba'ava, Moshe Bashkama, Lada Bashkama, Yerad, it had to have been at the very beginning of the day. of Wednesday, which gives you exactly 60 hours. How do we know this? Bashkama Allah dekli vayashke Moshe baboker vayal al har Sinai. Bashkama yaradektiv lechreid vialita tovar nachicha. Eimach, ma kishirida laliyah, ma aliyah bashkama, afirida bashkama. But why would you even have to talk about it? Amar Ravuna Yisroel Kedoshime, vein misham shimi toteyem bayom, Amar Rav, im haya bayit afel mutar, and for the Amar Rav Yitim Rav Papa, a Talmid Chacham is always able to be ma'apil b'talito umutar. But doesn't this leave them being tula yom, since the tvila would have been on a Friday night into Shabbos? Abaya Baravin, Rav Chanina Baravin, Yam Ritavayo, Nitna Torah L'Tvila Yom. Yodiv Rebbeim Rekovon Olar Shmait, Tzavon Levin Olvar Imar. Are you saying Nitna, or are you saying Ru'uya? Omar Le, I mean Ru'uya. L'maisa, nobody was polluted. And they went to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Why not be Tovelet Bedishim? She'ing be the Kabbal Torah at night already then. Om Rav Yitzhar, because Lomi Rosh B'Seter Dibarki. So then, litpulu b'tzafra b'shabbat v'litpulu torah b'tzafra b'shabbat. Why did they have to be tefillah b'leil Shabbat? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, shalo yu alalo olchin l'kabil Torah, v'alalo olchin l'tvila. Amar Rabbi Yabarav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zod iver Rabbi Yishmael, v'Rabbi Akiva, avokachamim arom, sheish onot shleimot binan of 72 hours. Amar Rabbi Chista, machloket shepesha min ha'isha, even though it was Pirshom in Aish, and even though it's still damp, it's not active. Lo, Shepershom in Aisha. Why, Rav Papa, Shechvazer, She Yisrael, Bimei Kutitmao? Do we say to Yisrael that they can give him mitzvot chavu gufayu? But Akum, the Lord, they give him mitzvot lo, or they give him achel shkatzim ramashim chavu gufayu. Vim tim zalama, give him achel shkatzim ramashim chavu gufayu. How about Bimei Beimamahu? Perhaps a human to eat la prosdor misarachat, avavim and let la prosdor lo, or they will not take him. Tana Rabbanan Beshish, Shibachodesh Nitu Aseret Adibrot for Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shivabo. Omar Rav de Kuliyama Brosh Chodesh, Otto Midbar Sinai. Kivacha Bayom Hazebo Midbar Sinai. Uktivata Makodesh Hazelachem Rosh Hadashim. Mal Alan Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. Bekuliyama, Bishabbat Nitnatora, Yisrael, Kivar Zachorat Yom Shabbat, Lekacho. Uktivata Mayom Moshalam Zachorat Ayom Haze. So the two Zachors are Bitsumashayom. Afkan Bitsumashayom. Keep ligge bikvia de yarcha. Rabbi Yossi sover bechad b'shaba ikva yarcha, bechad b'shaba l'armelu v'lamini b'shukhush at the urcha, betray b'shaba amalu, attend yulim amlachat kani, betulata amalu mitzvat akbala, and be'arba avut prisha, but it's every betray b'shaba ikva yarcha, betray b'shaba l'armelu v'lamini b'shukhush at the urcha, and betulata amalu v'attempt yuli, barba amalu mitzvat akbala, and bechamisha, of the Chamishi of the Prisha.